It's the same anger from California to Michigan to New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Anti-Israel protests on college campuses. That's at New York University, similar to the demonstrations at Columbia, where they're shifting to hybrid learning, allowing some to take classes remotely.
Pro-Palestinian protesters continue to cause disruptions, and Jewish students say they do not feel safe. Officials at New York University asked the NYPD to help disperse a large group of demonstrators who are calling on the school to divest from Israel. Police reportedly arrested nearly 50 people at Yale University after they refused to clear out an encampment there.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Former President Trump will be back in court this morning and may comment going in about it being political persecution, like he said when leaving yesterday.
This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail.
This morning, the judge will consider the DA's claims that the former president has violated a gag order 10 times. It was imposed to restrict Trump comments about the case. He's charged with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet in 2016.
The hearing follows the first witness, Trump friend and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Prosecutors expect will later today outline for the jury what they say was the illegal scheme to sway the 2016 presidential election for the president by burying negative stories about Trump. But Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, said those type of non-disclosure agreements are legal.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court. The Senate will vote today on the foreign aid bill the House passed Saturday. 61 of the $95 billion would go to additional military assistance for Ukraine in the war against Russia. But Republican Senator Rick Scott wants his party to block the aid, telling Fox our top priority should be stopping illegal immigration.
Look, I want Ukraine to win. I want Russia to lose. But I want a secure southern border.
A disaster in Malaysia. Two military helicopters collided in midair, killing 10 people. The debris crashed onto the ground, injuring a swimmer in a pool. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A challenge to electronic voting machines has gone nowhere at the Supreme Court. The justices refused to consider a case filed by Carrie Lake, the Republican running for Senate in Arizona, who filed a lawsuit during the 2022 campaign for governor in that state that she lost. Lower courts dismissed Lake's lawsuit. She claims the machines are not trustworthy, alleging they could be hacked. The Supreme Court did hear a key homelessness case.
Attorney Kelsey Corcoran says a camping ban ordinance in Grant Pass, Oregon, amounts to cruel and unusual punishment.
The ordinances, by design, make it physically impossible for homeless people to live in Grants Pass without facing endless fines and jail time.
But justices appeared split. Chief Justice John Roberts questioned if the court should weigh in on competing policy priorities.
Do you build the homeless shelter or do you take care of the lead pipes? What is there isn't enough fire protection? Which one do you prioritize?
Justice Elena Kagan suggested if a homeless person has nowhere to go, sleeping in public is like breathing in public. A decision is expected before the court's term ends this summer. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains to start the week. In the NBA playoffs, the home teams win again. Cleveland, Denver, and New York.
The Knicks got 2 three-pointers in the final 30 seconds, along with a pair of free throws to stun Philadelphia 104-101 and grab control of the series. Donovan Mitchell followed up his 30-point performance in Game 1 with 23 more, leading the Cavaliers to a 2-0 lead over the Magic. They win 96-86. And out west, the defending champion Nuggets went up 2-0 on the Lakers.
Murray makes a move. The Nuggets have won!
Courtesy TNT, Jamal Murray hit the game winner at the buzzer to win at 101-99. Denver was down 10 entering the fourth quarter.
Fox's Tim McMaster. Carolina, Edmonton, Toronto, and Vegas all won NHL playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.